WXLK HD.
Rono.
Good morning. It's your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell and it's Monica. Monica's running a little late this morning, so she's going to be joining us really soon, but that's okay because we still have $5,000 to give you with the K92 Secret Sound brought to you by Southern Team Nissan Roanoke and Southern Team Nissan, the New River Valley. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. You want to win that money. 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock are your two chances to win $5,000. And even if we have a winner at 7, we're going to play again at 9 o'clock because we got the boss's money. We got his credit card. So we're going to spend all of that money. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to your K92 morning thing.
Do you want to be just a little smarter than your friends? Yay! It's time for K92's Random Facts of the Day.
Your K92 morning thing, Antoine Terrell. Currently, it is 54 in Roanoke, 52 in Lynchburg, 48 in the NRV. Now, I love dolphins. I think dolphins are just beautiful. I think they're fun. I don't think they're as creepy as some people like Monica Brooks may make them out to be. And here's a cool thing that dolphins can do. They can put one side of the brain to sleep as they swim while the other side remains alert. Then they can switch, putting the other side to sleep. So therefore, they can sleep and still be productive at the same time. Now, for me, I would rather, I'd rather just sleep. But if there's an ability like right now where I'm still a little tired, 6:25 in the morning, I wouldn't mind being able to, drift off to sleep while also putting together a show, or you in your car heading to work right now. I mean, you could sleep and drive. I feel like that's safe. Michael Jackson's song Thriller. Thriller was not the original title of that song. The original title was Midnight Man. And I just don't think that goes the same. Because I imagine they have to change the chorus, right? Because this is Midnight! Midnight Man! Yeah, no, that just doesn't flow the same. Let's see what else we got here. Your last fun fact of the day. The praying mantis is the only insect that can turn its head and look over its shoulder. Which makes sense. Because I feel like out of all the animals or the insects in the world, the praying mantis is most likely to give me a side eye.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Your K92 Morning Thing. Some people are morning birds. Other people are night owls. Well, Monica, there is a new study that can help you become a morning person if you are a night owl.
Okay, how do they do that?
You have to do four things, all right? And they followed the sleep habits of 858 college students for a year.
Okay.
And when you're in college, you tend to be more of a night owl because you're procrastinating during the day. So when you finally get to school, work, it's late at night, or you're going out or whatever. So number one, and a lot of these things we've heard before, but number one is put your phone down and turn off the TV. Don't use any electronics too close to your bedtime, and definitely not while you are in bed.
Okay.
So when you're in bed, no phones.
Shut it off.
And try to spread out the time the last time you check Twitter versus when you get under the comforter.
Okay.
All right. Only drink coffee in the a.m. Avoid caffeine for at least 6 hours before bed.
Oh, no.
So
sometimes you need that little pick-me-up.
Well,
so for that coffee.
If you get used to it, if you become a morning person, then you don't need that pick-me-up. Your body has to get trained to be able to handle or withstand the long day. Don't take long naps. 30-minute naps might be okay, but if you nap much longer than that, you're more than likely to have trouble sleeping that following night.
Okay.
And last but not least, do not exercise in the evening. Too much physical activity can keep you up. So morning or afternoon workouts are better. You get hit with those endorphins. You don't want
to
go to sleep.
And that is true, but then, we try to get in that workout whenever we can. So
yeah, now that's true. Now, but if you're really trying to make this change, then you will figure out time in your schedule to do it before then. So maybe wake up earlier in the morning instead of doing it after you
get
off.
And knock it out.
Yeah, now, instead of being a morning person or a night owl, you could be a worm. That's always an option.
If you're a worm in Australia, you're pretty unique because they say that scientists say they found a strange sea beast with one head, but hundreds of anuses.
A sea beast with one head and a bunch of booty holes.
Yes, Yeah, okay. Pretty much. So, but in Australia, of course, there's this marine worm that has one head, but it's branching off.
Uh-huh.
And has different bodies, but hundreds of Yeah, it's a real life human centipede is what it is.
So that one worm is going to turn into multiple worms? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep, so, with lots of butts.
All right, so instead of having a bunch of heads that grows a butt, it has a bunch of butts that's going to grow a head?
Yep.
Okay,
that's
it.
And only in Australia, that's where it starts.
The circle of life. I don't see anything wrong with what I'm doing, Monica. Antoine Terrell here, Monica Brooks, your K92 morning thing. Graduation season is upon us.
Yes.
If you have a college graduate, chances are they've already graduated.
Uh-huh.
If you have a high school graduate, they either graduated this past weekend or this upcoming week.
Yeah, I went to a graduation party on Friday.
How did that go for you?
It was amazing. Had a great time.
I skipped the graduation party on
Saturday. You skipped it?
Well, I had other things to do. And really, at the end of the day, a high school graduation party, I love the kids. You know
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Uncle Twan love the kids. But at some point, I'm just like, well,
And I also imagine with you, you coach. So you had
There's
graduation parties.
Too many. I'd have to pick my favorite. I would have to pick my favorites because I already have.
Uh-huh.
I would have to show everybody who my favorites are. So I'd rather not do that. But instead of going to the graduation parties, I received some graduation invitation for a couple of my players.
Okay.
So instead of going, I'm just cash apping them.
Okay.
Money. Now, graduation money.
And even with that, I imagine if you coach a team, you're going to receive invites from all the
Not
players.
Not necessarily. No.
No?
No,
okay.
Because some parents, my mother, when I was graduating from high school, she didn't send it to everybody in my life because they cost money.
Exactly.
And so you have to assume.
I was just thinking that with you being a coach, that you just received so many.
No.
Okay.
I only received a handful, which is fine. But the point of the conversation is, I'm cash apping. I'm not sending a card. I'm not giving them irons and ironing boards and microwaves and stuff. I'm just sending them straight up cash.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
My concern, though, I'm sending them cash now, and it's before senior beach week. The money that I'm cash apping is not going to college. It's not going to whatever. It's going to some trouble that they're going to get into at South Myrtle Beach or the Outer Banks or wherever they're going for senior week.
You'd be correct.
And I just don't know if that's responsible.
Well, what else are you going to... I mean, if you give it to them later, they're still getting, you know...
Yes.
Getting into whatever.
Yeah, but I know for a fact that they're going to senior week. I know for a fact that that money's going to be used.
Yes.
Chances are for something that's not appropriate.
Well, put a nice little Cash App note. I think you can add a memo or something. It's like, I hope this helps towards your college something, lunch, your books.
So you support
and be hopeful.
This, though.
Yes, I support it.
All right, text in 52353. Let me know if you do not support this. If you think this is a bad idea with me Cash Apping, me not giving a card, me giving the money right now. What are you doing for graduates when you can't be there?
Now, when you Cash App, are you sending like a little sweet note or text along with the Cash App?
I mean, I'm letting them know what it's for.
But that's like, it? But you're not saying...
I'm saying happy graduation or whatever the case may be. They know how I feel about them. I've told them.
Okay.
I'm not putting it in the Cash App.
Okay,
note.
Well, all right. A little sincere note.
No, that's okay. The money is sincere note. We got a text in to 52353 because the conversation was, should I feel guilty for just Cash Apping for graduation gifts, not getting a card, and also Cash Apping now when I know that the kids are going to senior week and they're going to spend that money just on trash and just trouble. Well, Tech says, I think it's a great idea. I mean, they could spend it on stuff at the beach they really want instead of worrying that they're going to want to use what item I purchased them.
Yeah.
And I guess that's true, too. I guess my whole hang up was if I wait a little bit longer to give the money, there's a higher likelihood that it would go to whatever they're doing post-graduation. So whether that's going to college or getting a job or whatever the case may be, if I'm giving it to them just a little too early. I'm trying to be responsible.
Okay. And see, and I can appreciate that. You're trying to put thoughts into it.
I'm trying to. You know me. I'm trying to be responsible. I'm a role model to the children. But speaking of the graduates, it is the last car line shout out of the school year. So if you want to shout out your kids in a car line, shout out your college graduates, your high school graduates, start texting that in right now. 52353. Name and town. Shout them out, as well as $5,000 coming up at 7 o'clock with the K92 Secret Sound.
It's the K92 Morning Things Trending News.
Your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, and Monica is going to say nice things about Starbucks before I say very mean things about Starbucks.
You can't be saying mean things about Starbucks, but yeah, we're going to start it off good because Starbucks, they're changing their ice. They're going with the nugget ice. That's the same as, like, I figure, like, Chick-fil-A.
What is nugget ice? I've never heard of nugget ice before.
Like, the pebble ice, if you want to call it that, kind of like Chick-fil-A. When you get your drinks, it's like that soft ice.
Is nugget ice the technical term, or did you make that up? Is that a real thing? I'm looking it up right now.
I think they call it nugget ice, pebble-shaped ice.
Okay, yeah. They call it nugget ice, all right.
Yeah, so the soft ice that you would get, you know, typically in like a Chick-fil-A drink, they're going to start doing that, apply that to Starbucks drinks. And they say it's a game changer for the lattes, the ice drinks, refreshers, that stuff.
It was the number one reason that I would go to Sonic. It's because they would have that ice, and the ice is just, it's so delicious. It's so much better than regular
Sometimes
ice.
Sometimes you can just drive around and say, hey, can I just get a cup of ice?
And see, this is how Starbucks gets you. Mm-hmm. Because they will disrespect you to your face like they disrespected me on Friday.
They would never. What did they do?
And then come around and give me some good ice and be like, all right, I forgive you. Well, because I'm starting this new series on my Instagram, Antoine Presents, and on my TikTok, Antoine Presents, where I am going to see how long it takes them to correctly spell my name.
Oh,
so what I'm doing, I'm going to Starbucks. I'm not using the app, so I'm not even getting points for this. This is just straight up money. And I'm placing an order, and I'm just telling them my name.
Uh-huh.
And then when I get back to my car, I'm videotaping if they spelled my name correctly or not.
Okay.
So I did it Friday for the first time.
And?
Okay. Monica. They did not spell my name correctly.
Were they close? So how did they spell it?
But for 1,000 Morning Thing points, how do you think they spelled my name? I don't know if I've ever seen it spelled this way before, to be clear.
All right. So I'm going to go with Antoine. I think they spelled it A-N-T-W-A-N-N.
Okay. Well, that would be wrong, but close. They spelled it Antwane. A-N-T-W-A-N-E.
Now, look, if you were a country singer, I would expect it to be Antwane.
Antwane at Antwane. The Starbucks.
I can see it.
But yeah, so it's just, I'm like, you had to do this in my face on purpose. And there was a conspiracy theory that Starbucks would intentionally misspell people's names so that we would post about it on social media and get their advertising up,
I think with your name, just because on a regular we receive daily, you know.
Nobody can spell my name.
It's not happening.
I'd rather hear
Antoine.
Antoine at that point, like Monica named me. Coming up next, we have this secret sound. $5,000 brought to you by Southern Team Nissan Roanoke, Southern Team Nissan New River Valley. So don't go anywhere. In two songs, we're going to play Miley Cyrus, and then we're going to play 21 Pilots, and then it's going to be your chance to win $5,000 from K92.
The K92 Secret Sound plays now.
All right. Let's give away $5,000 on this Monday morning. Take you into Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Because coming up at 7:40 for today's Secret Celebrity, if you can correctly identify, you'll win $50 from Kroger to grill out this weekend, as well as 4 tickets to Party at Elmwood.
And that goes a long way. You invite people over. You need those hot dogs. You have that family member that likes to eat.
You need that $50. Well, unless you're Timothy in Lynchburg, because Timothy wants to win $5,000. Good morning, Timothy.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing pretty good, and we want to give you $5,000, so all you have to do is correctly identify that K92 secret sound. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, buddy. Go ahead and tell me what you believe that sound is.
It sounds like an engine starter and then the hood drop on a car.
The engine starter and then the hood drop on the car. Mm-hmm. Let's listen.
All right, Timothy, I can hear it, but that's unfortunately not the secret sound, though.
That was a good guess, Timothy. That was a really good guess.
I was following the clues because they all start with the starter.
Okay, look at you. All right, hey, everybody, you need to be more like Timothy. We're going to give you a brand new clue at 8:30, and make sure you download the K92 radio app. All of the clues are there, as well as some bonus clues. Clues that we won't say on the air. So download the K92 radio app. It is free to download, and it's going to unlock $5,000. Now it's time for the Coraline shoutouts. Coraline shoutouts. Your K92 morning thing. We are doing Coraline / graduation shoutouts this morning. And go ahead, Monica.
Oh, no. I was going to say, like you mentioned earlier, we are at the tail end of things. So school's about to wrap up. For everyone,
Yes, the county.
So we're headed to summer.
The country, everywhere.
So it's time for you to text in to 52353. Get those shout outs out.
And I want to get it started. Uh-huh. I want to shout out my 8 seniors.
These
are my girls. I need to shout them out. So I need to say Congratulations. They graduate on, I believe it's Wednesday.
Okay.
Spring High School. Shout out Rachel, Emma, Pitbull, Abby, Katie, Lexi, Ava, and Danny.
So Pitbull is your favorite?
No, Pitbull. Listen, Pitbull, okay. First off, you can't ask me that question.
I was like, you know what?
The thing about Pitbull, Pitbull's name is also Emma. So we had two, we had two Emmas, but Pitbull went to a Pitbull concert this last summer.
Okay.
And just became that's your thing.
You can't just toss that name in there and try to just say it real fast and expect us not to ask questions. Pitbull?
I'm just trying to sneak
over by it. Yeah. Okay.
She's actually going to play rugby at some college. I can't remember right
now.
Dang. Yeah. She's like, screw basketball. I want to tackle people.
Rugby?
So, yeah.
I like Pitbull. All right. Shout out to Katie from Giles. Congratulations to Tracy Boyles on graduating Virginia Tech.
Hokey, 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 hi. Shout out to my graduating pre-K class. Tomorrow is graduation. This is from Miss Casey. Miss Casey loves you all so very much. We don't know what school it is.
She said, I love you so much, but bye.
Get you congratulations to Katie at Lee M. Wade, who graduated fifth grade last week. Three more days of school. So proud of you. Love, Mom.
Okay. Shout out to Riley Carter, fourth grade, Goodview Elementary.
Shout out to my senior Katie at William Byrd. Go Terriers. And shout out to JoJo moving on to the fifth grade.
Okay.
Because we have to recognize that too. Like when they're going, even though fifth grade is still elementary school, but when you go from elementary to middle and middle
to high
school.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Or pre-K to kindergarten.
Yeah. And you can always tell when you see the fifth graders go to elementary and they're so little. They're so little. It is so cute.
So big. And we should shout out, you know, those grown-ups that are going from being a grown-up to a senior citizen because you get Social Security. No. Like,
don't you do that.
We got to shout them out.
Don't you do that.
Because they get a check.
They get a coffee on Tuesdays.
They do. Shout out to Hardys. But keep texting in your car line / graduation shout outs to 52353. Make sure a name in town. Sign it or call in 540-774-9236. Car line shout outs. Car line shout outs. Your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, shouting you out in the car line, whether you're on your way to school or you have a little graduate. And correction, graduation for Roanoke County, I was corrected. It is May 23rd.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
They were
so
like,
I was wrong.
So was it by
one.
A teacher? Did a teacher correct you?
One of my friends.
Okay, because I will say they're like, it's tomorrow.
It's the
we are done.
Well, I mean, if we're being honest, the teachers were done at spring break. They were done. Look. One of my friends is a teacher. I will not say where, but okay. He was done when they came back from holiday break in January. He goes, kids expect a lot of movies.
They didn't have any snow days. I get it. It's all right.
They did not. Let's see. Shout out to Dabney Thompson. I just graduated with my BSW at Mary Baldwin College.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Congratulations to you.
Did we shout out Bria for the last week of kindergarten at Back Creek Elementary?
No, we have
not
shouted
out. I hope that you have an amazing water day today. Love, Mama.
Oh, water day.
Water
the
day.
The bane of my existence when I worked
Don't
in education.
Say that.
It was
Don't
a fun day. But the kids go home right afterwards.
Yeah.
As a teacher, you still have to change clothes, get in dry clothes.
You got to clean everything.
You
got to
finish
it down.
Your work. Oh, yeah. please give a shout out to my brother, Dominico.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where we're going to pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
He graduated last Saturday. So we're going to shout that out. It's from your sister, Eliana. Please shout out Bash, mommy's best friend and always down for a Starbucks run.
Okay, I like that name, Bash.
I bet you they spelled that correctly at Starbucks. shout out to Shine Tomlinson. I like that name, Shine.
Mm-hmm.
Last week of kindergarten at Burlington Elementary. Let's go, first grader.
Yep. And shout out to Lord Botetide High School graduating tonight. Proud mom, Sherry of Blue Ridge.
Let's see who else we got. We want to shout out my senior, Carly Burks. Zanaria graduating fifth grade from Highland Park Elementary.
Okay. Let's see. Shout out to my kids, Layla. Finishing seventh grade at Forest Middle School. Claire finishing fifth grade at New London Academy. And Paige finishing third grade.
And this is our last Carline shout out. So we got to get them all in.
Uh-huh.
So shout out to Allison at Snowville Elementary. We love you, Mom and Dad. Ayana from Salem says good morning and have a great day to Christino and Amaya from West Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to Amaya. She's graduating elementary school next week.
Very nice. And shout out to my grandson, Carmelo, graduating from Hidden Valley.
Carmelo's a cool name.
Carmelo, I know.
If I could change my name, Carmelo would be top five.
Yeah, and that's also a candy bar, right? Is that a candy bar? I think so. I don't know.
I don't know. Why is it hungry like all of a sudden? Let's see. Shout out. Let me see. Can you shout out my sister Ellie moving up to the fifth grade at Oak Grove Elementary?
Mm-hmm.
And kicking class at sixth grade this year from the biggest fan, Mom. But we don't have a name. So somebody's just kicking class.
Yep.
All right, we have more thing coming up. The secret celebrity is coming up soon. We want to hook you up with a $50 gift card to Kroger. It's Memorial Day weekend. You want to grill out as well as give you a 4-pack of tickets to party at Elmwood all summer long, courtesy of K92. Your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. And let's say good morning to Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
All right, Christy, are you ready to win $50 from Kroger as well as a 4-pack of tickets to party in Elmwood so you could party all summer long?
Yes.
All right, super easy.
She's like, come on.
All you have to do is correctly identify today's secret celebrity. I'm going to give you a description, and then as soon as you know it, you just scream it out, all right? Uh-oh. She's turning into a robot.
There's a little glitch. No, but you got it.
Are you there, Christy?
Christy?
Uh-oh.
We may have to jump to the next person.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to somebody else, unfortunately. Christy, we really wanted you to win.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's see. We got Kim right here. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, Kim, you're lucky. Christina's phone broke up, and now you get to play.
Yay.
All right, here we go. Me and today's secret celebrity, we haven't been able to hang out much since the pandemic because he couldn't leave Canada easily. And even though I love the show on Hulu, Only Murders in the Building, he made me turn it off when we were hanging out because his ex is in it. And there was some drama between his ex and his wife recently.
Oh, really?
He's like, yeah, let me just stay out of it. And I told him it was all going to work out. He just had to believe. All right, Kim, who do you believe today's secret celebrity is? Or rather, who do you believe today's secret celebrity is?
Oh, my gosh, I have no idea.
Oh, come on now, Kim. Kim.
I don't watch Hulu.
You don't watch Kim. All right, believe.
Believe in yourself, Kim. Believe in yourself.
All right, do you know any guesses? Any guesses?
Ryan Reynolds, I don't know.
Sorry.
No. Okay, next caller.
Let's see, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lindsay. Do you need the clues again, or do you know who today's secret celebrity is?
Is it Mr. Bieber?
It is okay. Mr. Bieber.
That Justin Bieber.
Lindsay said, I want to cook out this weekend with $50 from Kroger. What was it? Which clue stood out to you, Lindsay?
His girlfriend's in Canada. That's all over TikTok.
Oh, look at it. Thank you.
You know what? Okay. And the believe, just, you know. It just scooted on out the window.
Nobody heard believe.
It floated away.
That's all right. That's a weird way for Antoine to say believe. But
yes,
okay.
Yeah. All right. So when you get that Kroger gift card, $50, as well as a 4-pack of tickets to party in Elmwood, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Now, Lindsay, today is the last day of Carline shout-outs, graduation shout-outs. Do you have any kiddos that are graduating or going to school today that you want to shout out real quickly?
I do. My 7th grader who's going to be moving up to 8th grade, and I have my little one who's going to move up to kindergarten. No more pre-K.
and their names are?
Allen and Jackson.
All right.
Allen and Jackson.
Together, it's Allen Jackson.
Love it. Well, you have a great day. Don't go anywhere. We have to get your information. The Happy Hour Triple Play is coming up at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss it when we set the tone for the day. Your K92 morning thing. It's the last week of Carline shout-out, so we want to get as many in as possible. So, Carline, shout-out to Cooper at Roanoke Catholic from Bryn.
Okay, and shout-out Jax, 3rd grade, and Archer, 1st. They're heading to school for their last week, and so Mommy would love to shout them out.
It doesn't say Mommy. Why did you assume it was Mommy?
I added Mommy because Mommy was,
nope.
You know,
Jax grabbed the phone. He texted it himself.
Yeah, I don't know. I want you to text him. Is it Mommy that text?
It's going to be Mommy. Shout out to my daughter, Brett, Brette. I like that spelling. Uh-huh. Who will be graduating tonight from Appomattox County High School. Also want to shout out my daughter, Paige, and my son, Owen. I hope you guys have a great last week of school.
Very nice.
Get those Carline shout outs in. 523-53, name in town. We gotta shout them out last week.
Our babies.
Y'all's babies.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We still have some text rolling in at 52353 from Jill in Roanoke. She says, I'm loving. She loved all three of the songs this morning for the triple play.
Yeah.
She says, but I'm going to have to go with the OG, Vanilla Ice. And she said, yes, my daughter hates when I sing in the drop-off line.
That's what it is. I mean, I think as a parent, you get the opportunity to embarrass your child. Similar to this text in from Mary Leonard in Blacksburg. Vanilla Ice was her jam. And she goes, had my kid saying, who is this man? And now she feels old. They don't know who Vanilla... Nobody knows who Vanilla Ice is.
Yeah, I have to ask my daughter.
Is she from Dairy Queen?
Ava. Like, you know Vanilla Ice? Okay. You know, I have to give Kim Kardashian her props as a mom. Because she was talking recently. She was on a podcast. And she says that, hey, I cry myself to sleep some days. And I think all moms can relate to just being overwhelmed. She said that she has to cook. She's running around with four kids. And she's also dealing with the ex Kanye.
Yes.
Which is, that's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing in itself right there.
Yeah. And so she said, there's been so many nights where I cry myself to sleep thinking, oh my gosh, what is this tornado that I'm in?
I do know that there were times, and she's probably going to kill me for sharing this, but there were times that I would catch my mother in the middle of the night crying. Mm-hmm. And not so much because, you know, something was wrong. She's just so concerned. She was so concerned about doing the right thing.
Yep,
raising me and my brother correctly. That it would be overwhelming. It'd be stressful. Like,
yes.
If there was a hard day at work or a hard day at home with me and my brother, because we were not easy. I was
you
not
gave
always
her a run for
this,
her money.
Listen, I am super charming now. I was not charming right then. But I could see where Kim K would come from. If everything she has on her plate, mm-hmm. as well as being a mother, like, that has to be stressful, right?
Yes, just being a parent, period. You know, just thinking about this, like, she brings up the running around and the cooking, just the pure madness some days. And when you finally shut down, you just want to cry some days. You just want to lay in the bed and cry.
And we have the hot seat coming up, but let me put you in the hot seat real quick, mm-hmm. Monica, because a lot of people listen to you. A lot of people take your advice because you are a mother. You've been through so many things in life. When you personally get to that point where you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling stressed, to make sure that as a mother, you're doing the right thing by Hendrix, you're doing it by the right thing by Ava, how do you come to terms with that? How do you say to yourself, you know what? I'm doing the best I can. Like, what's your kind of strategy for that?
I have screamed in a pillow before.
I have,
and just like dropped to my knees and prayed and cried. Yes, it's been moments like that. And I say, I shake it off. I have my moment, get it all out. And then I say, you know what? I got this.
So it is important to get it out, though.
Get it out.
And it's not a sign of weakness.
No, right? Have your moment. And then say, nah, you got this, girl.
See, look at you. Mom of the year over here. Shout out to all the moms. Shout out to all the dads, too. But we're talking about moms right now. You get your time in June.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah! Hot seat.
You're listening to your K92 Morning Thing. It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. And we are friends. We are family. So we expect to hear from you. So always feel free to be a part of the show. Text in 52353 or call in whenever it suits your fancy.
They just want to talk.
540-774-9236. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I think if somebody wants to chat with us, we can just, you know, pick up the phone.
But understand.
Read their text.
I mean, I chat.
Monica's going to hold you on the phone for 45 minutes.
That's all right.
And I was thinking about that because we got a text in from Bobby in Buchanan. Text in 52353 says, I love listening to you guys on my way to work. So I always text in a lot.
And that's fine. Appreciate you, Bobby. Thank you for texting in to 52353.
We're going
to
text you back. Mm-hmm. Now, Monica, since this is high school graduation week for the most part locally, whether it's tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, this past weekend, whenever it was, I have a high school related hot seat question for you right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Because you have lived a fun life. You have been very entertaining from the day you were born.
Oh gosh.
Until May 22nd, which is today. What is the most embarrassing moment that you can remember from high school that involves
just
you?
Just one of them? Okay.
Just one that involves you.
Okay. Well, okay, I'm going to go with one of the moments that...
It's funny you say I'm going to go with. That means you have like a long list of things.
I imagine there's a lot of moments. Somebody probably texts in like, remember you did this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I would say my prom, senior prom, I went to go dance. And, I told you I wore a wedding dress.
You did wear a wedding. That should be the most embarrassing moment, in my opinion.
I was feeling it. I was going for a Marilyn Monroe look.
I love it.
And I wore a wedding dress for my senior prom. And I went to go dance. It had like a little split on the side. Well, I ended up splitting it all the way up. Like it just all split. Mm-hmm. Half of them just split.
Oh, look at you.
Yep.
I went to go dance.
I was just dancing. I forget what song. I was, back that thing up or something.
Uh-huh.
And I split that dress.
Did anybody call you out on it? Were you able to hide it for the rest of the night?
Could not hide
everybody
that.
Everybody knew.
No.
Those teachers like, I just knew it.
Monica.
That makes me think of the moment that stands out for me. It was during graduation rehearsal at Chatham High School. And it was just, to age myself, Hot and Her had just come out. Mm-hmm. And so we were in the gymnasium practicing and whatever. It was really hot in there. And I just kept saying out loud. I just kept saying, it's getting hot in here.
Oh, my gosh.
See, and then one of my best friends, Pooh, who was sitting right beside me, who was also one of the more popular kids at the school, loud as he could be, goes, will you shut that up? And everybody just started dying laughing. I wanted to sink in my seat.
And you did.
Disappear. I wanted to be gone. I skipped graduation. I didn't even go. No. Coming up next, Monica's going to put me on the hot seat. And feel free to text in your most embarrassing moment. 52353, name in town. That's the number.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hot seat.
It's my turn.
Yes, it's your turn.
Ooh. Oh, yay. Your K92 morning thing, Antoine and Monica. We're on the hot seat. Monica is currently putting me on the hot seat right now.
Yeah, you got us, asking us about our embarrassing moments, school moments and stuff. But yeah, it's your turn now. So I need to know about the dumbest lie you ever told.
The dumbest lie?
Yes.
Oh, man.
The dumbest lie you ever told, Antoine.
I wish if my mother was on the phone right now, she would be able to give you so many of them.
Let me talk. When he first started talking, he said.
The first thing he said. I do remember one time I lied with my mother as a kid that I did my homework.
Uh-huh.
And I was at school, and I lied about doing my homework, and my mother came to school that day, picked me up, took me home, made me find that homework that I did not do.
Yes.
And then punished me there. But that's not the dumbest lie. It was dumber. I was dumber than that as I got older.
Okay.
And when I lived in Blacksburg, I got pulled over for speeding through downtown Blacksburg. Drive safely, everyone.
Yes. Slow
down. And the cop pulled me over. And this is a lie that I've told other police officers in the past when I did that. I don't do it anymore.
Okay.
I take ownership when I get pulled over for speeding. But back then, I would tell the cops that I'd never been there before. I'm like, I didn't know the speed limit. I've never been here before.
I've never been here.
And
I have on my hoodie, Virginia Tech hoodie.
Well, so here's the thing. So he pulled me over and I said that or whatever. And he goes, I'm sorry, sir. I do not believe you. Here's your citation and all of that.
Yep.
So then I go to my apartment in Blacksburg and I walk in. My roommate's there and he goes, what's wrong? And I'm like, I just got a ticket. He goes, did your excuse of not being here before, like that didn't work? And I'm like, no. And I have no clue why it didn't work. And he looks at me, he goes, is your parking pass still in your car? Yep, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there hanging from the rearview mirror, my Virginia Tech student parking pass was sitting right there. As I told the police officer,
gosh.
I've never been to Blacksburg before.
You know, he shook his head at you, didn't he? He shook his head. He's like, I'm giving him a chance here.
He didn't even call me out because he was probably that embarrassed for me.
Yeah.
He was like, this boy right here.
I can't believe this.
He better not be a student. He better not. But yeah, that's the dumbest lie. Monica, is there any lie that jumps out to you?
Oh, gosh, the dumbest lie. That I can't have you in my car because I have stuffed animals. It was really because I really wanted to follow the rules. I wanted to be that kid in high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't have other kids while you just got your learners or whatever.
Yes. And I was part of the Yovaso Club, so I wanted to follow all the rules.
So you got people believing that you just got a bunch of stuffed animals in your car as a high schooler.
Actually, that's part of it, my embarrassing moment, too, because I did enjoy my stuffed animals in one part of my car. I'm not the only one on that.
Nope, you're the only one. Nobody else.
It's the K92 Morning Thang's trending news.
You're listening to your K92 Morning Thang. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks, currently 53, in Roanoke, 55, in Lynchburg, 49, in the NRV. If you're traveling anywhere today, could be a nice day.
Yeah. It's already just a lovely looking morning. So, yeah.
I think this is, especially if you're in Roanoke where it's 53 or Lynchburg 55, this is the perfect time to have your windows down.
Mm-hmm.
Your down, listening to us as loud as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, this right here, because I had a random fear of having my window down and this weather being so nice and just driving and cruising and then a bird swooping in and just bite my face.
What is it with you and birds?
I don't like birds,
but you have an ongoing war with birds.
I have lots of birds around all the time.
You need to. I don't know what Big Bird did to you watching Sesame Street as a kid, but you need to rectify that.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, rectifying things, TikTok is something that takes a lot of time from us.
Yes.
So there's a company. It's called ubiquitousinfluence.com.
Okay.
They are going to rectify our addiction to TikTok by paying us $100 an hour to watch TikTok. $100 an hour. So they're going to pay three people $1,000 total because you have to watch it for 10 hours.
Yes.
To go on a 10-hour TikTok binge.
Folks are doing that anyway.
10 hours straight, though. Like, that's what you're doing.
That's a shift.
Nonstop.
Okay.
They say it's to help the company discover emerging new trends, but it sounds more like a gimmick to get their name out there, which they've obviously done.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to their website, ubiquitousinfluence.com.
Okay.
That's spelled UBIQUITOUS. Just Google it. There'll be a red squiggly line. You have to fill out an application and describe why you're a good fit. You also have to subscribe to their YouTube channel for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get your chances. You can up your chances by tagging them in a tweet. But you have to be over than 18, familiar with TikTok, and the deadline is May 31st.
Okay.
10 hours on TikTok. What do you think? Be honest. What do you think is the longest time that you spent on TikTok nonstop without being interrupted? What do you think the longest time is?
15 minutes.
15?
Yeah.
I have probably done a solid 45 minutes at some point in my life.
Yeah, usually mine, like, it's 15 minutes before bed. Like, instead of the TV's on, no TV or anything's on, but then I'm looking at TikTok and I fall asleep.
See, you know what gets me is now my TikTok is a bunch of movies. You know, Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend, all that. And they'll give me part one of a movie I've never seen.
And it's part one
of 13 parts.
Yeah.
I got to finish the freaking movie. I watched Love and Death starring Elizabeth Olsen all on my TikTok. The K92 Secret Sound. It'll be a happy hour if you win $5,000. But the K92 Secret Sound is coming up next, roughly 6 minutes from now. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to your K92 Morning Thing. Shout out to Steven. Just called asking questions about the Secret Sound. And we're here to help.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask us any question except for what is the secret sound. Like, we can't tell you that, but if you need to know the security number, call us and ask. I'll give you that one. What are you going to do with it? But yeah, so the secret sound, your next chance to win $5,000 is at 3 o'clock with Bob Patrick.
Yes.
Before then, though, Freddie Mac is going to give you a clue at 12:30. And make sure you have the K92 radio app or visit our website, k92radio.com, for all of the old clues. Because we're up to clue number 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we want to give you that money. But I have a question for you, Monica.
Okay.
And I think I already know the answer because your neighbors are doing a lot of stuff for you around the house.
I have one neighbor in particular that just loves working on the gardens and lawn care of everyone.
Okay.
You know, in the neighborhood.
Now, well, you also have a neighbor that also comes in your house and also builds things for you. I'm just pointing that out.
One of my friends, yeah, she's cool.
My question for you is, would you trust an AI lawnmower to cut your grass? An artificial intelligence lawnmower. Would you trust that to cut your grass?
You know what? I would. Yeah.
You would?
Go ahead, lawnmower. Do your thing.
Now, that's interesting because I feel like you don't trust the robots. But no, you would give the robots access to your property?
Yeah, the lawnmower. I feel like, you know, a big rock could take it out.
I don't know. But yeah, so right now there is a Kickstarter for basically a Roomba for your yard.
Mm.
And so there's another robot mower on the way. It uses AI technology for how to mow your lawn in straight lines without wires, so there aren't any wires, and it can learn anything you want to teach it about the boundaries and schedules of when you want to cut the grass. It's called the Lawnmeister.
Lawnmeister.
Yeah, it can navigate obstacles like pets, toys, even dog poop. It'll go around it. So your rock theory, Monica, it's not going to happen.
I don't know, but a horror movie, that will happen with Lawnmeister.
Yeah. And it says that it does not chaotically zigzag like your Roomba in your house does. Nope. It goes in straight lines. It can learn the digital boundaries of your yard so it won't end up in a neighbor's lawn. I think it's pretty
cool. If I stand in front of it, it's going to stop.
It's going to stop and go around you. As somebody who uses a Roomba to already vacuum my house, I have no problem letting that Roomba go outside and cut the grass.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about the robots at all. Not in the least bit.
And you're fed up with mowing the grass already.
I hate cutting the grass.
Uh-huh.
So please, whoever wants to, if Ray Charles wants to come, rest in peace, he alive. Stevie Wonder, if he wants to come cut my grass, he could do it. But yeah, so it's a recent Kickstarter. They started at $1,000. The people who backed that project will get their mowers in August. So they're going to be out in a couple of months. The company says they plan on shifting to retail sales once those orders are fulfilled, but it's unclear where they will be available and if the price will be the same.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm here for it.
Look, you can cut my grass. You can vacuum my floors. You can wash my dishes. You can wash my drawers.
Take care of it.
I'm okay with all of it. Give me the lady from the Jetsons. That's the robot I want.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.